With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
I thank you for victory in the midst of my trial. Yes, Lord God, purpose coming out of my pain. Thank you, Lord. Some of us, we've watched the different television shows and they've interviewed people and they told us about terrible things that happened in their lives. But out of it, some of them discovered their life's purpose. They discovered why they were put on this planet. I know that that's part of, even for me, that's part of my life. That's part of my life. My mother lost her 2-year-old son while she was pregnant with me. So I have a brother that I have never known. Because he died before, just before, 2 months before I got here. My mother was 7 months pregnant with me. All the mothers in the room, can you imagine what it must have been like for my mom too? You're carrying a baby and you lose one, and then you still got to have enough strength to deliver the one that's inside of you. And so when I was born with that sense of grief and loss, because what a mother's going through in her pregnancy, it affects the baby. So I was born with all of this pessimism and depression and sad. I was the saddest child you could have ever met. And my only witness is my wife in the room, because when she met me in college, I was so melancholy, so sad. She'll tell you, she wanted to know why that young man was so sad. That's why she wanted to get me. It kind of piqued her curiosity about me when she met me. She wanted to know why I was so sad. And that was why, because it was something that was implanted in me before I was ever even born. But it wasn't until later in my life that I discovered that what God did was took what was a tragic and horrible situation for my family, but he was speaking about my life's purpose. One of my brothers, my older brothers, he told me, he said, when mom and dad brought you home, suddenly, for the first time in 2 months, we had life in the house. We had joy in the house. And so it used that, my brother just saying that to me, to help me to see. God used that moment to help me see, that's your life's purpose. I'm going to always, God, and when I look back over my life, I realize that's what happened. God was always bringing me on the scene behind some loss to speak words of life and hope and purpose to people. So what started off as one of the worst ways a kid could come into the world was actually God speaking his purpose about my life. And he joined me with a woman who was curious about me. God used her to help bring healing into my life. And now together we have that purpose and that mission. We are here today because there's tragedies of all types happening in people's lives. We're not the only ones, but we're part of that group of ministers and leaders that God's raising up in this hour in America. We're part of that group of people who are being raised up to bring purpose, to speak the purpose of God out of pain, the triumph of God out of tragedy, to bring joy and healing where there's been nothing but devastation and loss. Wow, that's a reason to live. And I'm looking at people who carry a similar, the word I'll use, anointing on your life, a similar purpose. You may have been wondering why your life has been like it's been, the stuff that has happened, but still deep inside you have this desire to help people and to be a blessing to other people. Yeah, and that's because you stepped into, that's how God will do. He'll take people who have similar vision and call and purpose and he'll assemble them together. Because he knows that can't no one person do that. No one person can do that. It takes a body. It takes a group. It takes a team. Wow. I'm boldly speaking some things to you today, but that's because we're off to a whole new start. Thank you, Lord. We're off to a whole new start. Come on, praise the God. Yes, Lord, we're off to a new start. So to us today, one of the things that I want to do, I want to take the time and just kind of reintroduce ourselves. Most of you, most of you are new to, and never really had a chance for us to just to say, hi. My name is Chris Green. Come up, dear. This is my wife, Carol. Hi, babe. Hi, my name is Chris, and this is my wife, Carol. And we are glad to be here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. God sent us here. And I feel like a picture is worth a thousand words. And so rather than trying to explain and talk a whole lot about why we're here and what we're doing, I just want to take the time and just to show you. This is just a little bit of an introduction. Most of you are coming from other churches or other ministries, or you've been to other churches and other ministries, and you can be wondering, well, what are these guys about? And what are they here for? And, you know, is this another camouflage fundraiser? Is that a good way for me to say it? Is this another camouflage fundraiser? No, it's not. It's not about taking anyone's money or raising money and all that kind of stuff. That's not why we're here. I'm too scared of God like that. Too scared of God like that. Believe me. We have a mission, and I want to just take a moment and just to show you. Go to the PowerPoint for me. Tell you, show you a little bit about us. Thank you, dear. You can have a seat. I just want y'all to see her. She's so pretty. Here is where we are starting this new season for us as a family. I feel like God's told us just to put a lot of emphasis on talking about urban marriage and family. And that's what we're going to be emphasizing and talking about over these next few weeks. So if you know friends, family, people that want to talk about relationships and real stuff, then that's what we're going to be dealing with over these next few weeks. We believe in being for real. Our approach in talking to people about marriage and family is we don't take the approach where you are just putting people down, always talking about what they're not doing right and all of that. People already know what they're not doing right. That's, you don't need to even hardly bring that up. But what we want to talk about is how to get things the way that you know it needs to be, or the way it should be, or the way the Word of God says it should be. And real practical things about how to make that happen. You don't stay married for 29 years without intense fellowship. If you know that there are certain things that will really hurt them, don't say that. And you can make yourself not say that. You can say what you need to say, express what you need to express, without hurting them intentionally. It's not that you don't ever hurt each other, but you have to learn the difference between intentional or what was just, that just came out of their mouth, and okay, I'll choose to believe that you didn't mean that the way that sounded. We have stayed up many nights talking to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, trying to get stuff straight, even though we got to go to work the next morning. So we want to talk about the real stuff. Anybody wants to know how to make a relationship work, then that's what we're going to talk about over these next few weeks. But first of all, we want to just introduce ourselves. Before we get to talking about marriage and family and all that stuff, then we just want to just put it on the real practical and just talk to you about us and our family, introduce ourselves to you. Because we also kind of feel like it's kind of cool for us to talk about marriage and family relationships and all that kind of stuff. But it kind of goes nowhere unless you really know where we're coming from. And I live by this phrase, people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so the reason why we're going back through all of this background and talking about ourselves, because we want you to know that we really do care. We really do care. We're not here to spill a whole bunch of information on you. Oh, my Lord. And thrill you or impress you with our experiences. That's not what it's about. It really is about what God wants to do in your life and how he wants to change what has been maybe normal pattern And I've been here in Harrisburg for 6 years now, and it seems to be kind of normal for people to expect things to go wrong. It seems to be kind of normal for people to expect things to not really work out, whether it's a job or a relationship, a church, a school. It's kind of normal. I'm an outsider coming in making this observation, so don't get offended. I've worked here, lived here, kind of observed the way things are. And there's a real depression where there are people who set out. I've seen some people here in Harrisburg who got tremendous goals and ideas, and they got some great ideas. They got some serious money making, take care of my family, not just my four, no more, meaning my extended relatives and everybody. If somebody would just help me or invest in me and help me do this. But when they start off to try to do it, they got all the haters all around them because it was their idea. They had that same idea too. And so all the haters all around to pull them down because you wanted to be the one first to do it. When actually, it's feeling really funny right now because everybody's making the big deal about LeBron and D-Wade and Chris Bosh hooking up together in Miami. That's actually a fantastic. The world is showing the church how we ought to be acting, showing Harrisburg how you really can make things work. You don't have to be a superstar on a team that never makes it to a championship. What if three of us all get together and we get off our egos and we get off of who's going to get there first, and let's pull all our talent together and let's bring a championship to Miami? Yeah. D-Wade, star player on the Miami team, took the lesser amount of pay so that the other two guys could come in because he's more interested in a team and a championship than all about me. What if we could do that in Harrisburg?
Jesus.
Where it ain't about who, which pastor and what group of people got the biggest, baddest church, but let's let some of us who are superstars and really good at what we do and what we know and all that, what if we really pull this together in some families? I ain't talking about church. What if some families? Families got together with other families. And we really do this. I don't think Harrisburg needs another superstar church. I think Harrisburg needs some families that's going to get together with other families. And I'm talking about going back to the nostalgia of the 70s and all of that. No, I'm not talking about recreating a Spike Lee movie. But I am talking about the reality. If three guys who are superstars on their individual basketball teams could humble themselves and come together for a common cause, for something as passing and fleeting as an NBA championship, then what can we do as the people of God who are called by His name?
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.